Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time to find love.
Finding the right person is hard enough. Wouldn't it be easier if somebody did it for you? The Z Morning Zoo presents Hook Up or Hang Up.
All right, guys, let's play a little Hook Up or Hang Up. Now, you know how this works. Basically, we take two complete strangers and we ask them to answer the same three questions about each other. Now, if you're listening this morning and you think these two people would be compatible with each other, based on their answers, we want you to text the words hookup to 757-104. Now, if you hear something that sounds like a red flag, or maybe you're like, oh, it's not going to work out, and here's why, then text hangup to 757-104. And of course, you can also call us if you feel very strongly about an answer. Call us and tell us why you voted hookup or hangup. You can call 473-1045. All right, so let's introduce our contestants today, and we start with the lady, Shag.
Yeah, we got Bridget. She's from Virginia Beach, and she's a realtor.
Welcome, Bridget, to the show. Tell us something interesting about yourself, please.
Something interesting about me. I've lived in Virginia Beach my whole life, and I have never been in the ocean because I'm scared. You
okay.
Do not know what's in that water.
Okay, all right. I would be willing to bet you are not alone
in
that.
No, I agree. Yeah. There's probably people too. Yeah.
Okay, and who's our dude this morning?
We got my man Dave. He's from Norfolk and HVAC.
Okay, Dave, thanks for joining us. Tell us something interesting about yourself, please.
You know the story, the kid who gets stuck inside of the claw machine that you get toys out of?
Yeah, yeah.
I was one of those people.
Well, how old were you when this happened to you?
Oh, this was like last year. I got my arm stuck.
Oh.
Wait.
Here's how this works, guys. We're going to ask you to each answer three questions about yourself. Now, the only rule, guys, is you got to answer the questions honestly. That's it, okay? And then basically after you answer the questions, the audience will decide if you guys are compatible. All right, question number one, Ashley.
We all know the Ten Commandments, like thou shalt not steal or do not covet thy neighbor's wife. If there was a Ten Commandments for dating you, what would one of the commandments be?
All right, and we'll start with Dave.
Probably, thou shalt not change the TV when the Redskins game is on.
Oh, okay. Makes sense. All right. Bridget, what about you?
It will probably have to be thou shalt be patient when I'm getting ready, because I take a while to get ready when I'm going out.
Okay, all right. Question two, Ashley.
What movie title best describes your sex life?
Uh-oh. All right. Dave, we'll start with you.
I don't know. I just saw Predator. I'll go with that.
Predator?
So you want this is your sex life. So yes. You want Predator to be okay.
Chris Hansen.
Bridget, what about you? What movie title best describes your sex life?
I would say The Men in Black.
The Men in Black. Okay. All right.
Are you trying to tell me she's
question three?
Let's just go to question three.
I'm so confused.
Question three, Ashley.
Oh wow. Predator. Okay. What's the craziest thing that ever happened to you on a first date?
All right, Dave, what about you?
I had a girl take a picture of my face so she could send it to her friend. And so I asked her why, and she said, so if you murder me, they know who I was with.
That's kind of smart, though. God. I know that's weird, but that's kind of smart. So now, do you have kind of a murdery look to you? Do you look like a murdery kind of person?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But, I guess you can never be too careful.
Sure, you can never be too careful. Sure, okay. All right, Bridget.
Okay.
All right, Bridget, same question. Craziest thing that ever happened to you on a first date?
One time I went on a blind date with this guy, and I found out we were related.
You found out you were related? Oh, God. Okay. How awkward was that? How were you related to him?
Oh, we found out we were cousins.
Your cousins. Okay.
So, like, first, second, 12th? So
I'm guessing that was an awkward end to that date then.
No, not really. We went out for like 7 more months.
Oh, my gosh.
You...
Oh, my gosh.
Wait a minute.
Don't entertain
this. No. Wait, 7 more months? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay.
What in Sam hell?
Okay, so here's the thing. If you...
Voting. Voting polls are down.
No, the voting is open. If you heard something this morning, you think if you think these two, Bridget and Dave, would be good for each other, then text hookup to 757-104. And if you heard something that might be a red flag,
leave it
up to them.
Hang up to 757-104. And what we'll do is we'll add up all the votes. And if you feel like calling us to tell us why you voted a certain way, you can call us at 473-1045. We will have the results of hookup or hang up when we come back next. What an entertaining round of hookup or hang up this has been this morning with you. And we appreciate everybody calling with your opinions on this. So we have Bridget, the realtor from Virginia Beach, who is afraid of the ocean, but yet not afraid to date her own cousin. And we have Dave, the HVAC guy with the murdery face, who said that the movie title that best describes his sex life is Predator.
For the rep. Never mind.
Okay.
Never mind.
Continue.
That's your couple. Here's what you had to say. Hook up or hang up.
They have got to hook up because their answers were so obnoxiously awkward. They've got a need. They're going to be great. They'll have beautiful children if they're not related.
He said Predator.
Hook up. Because definitely she needs somebody to date other than her cousin.
You got to hook them up. Give them their own reality show.
Hang up because, yeah, he's talking about Predator and she said she dated her cousin for 7 more months. What hills have eyes going on over there? No. Mm-mm.
Oh my God, they got to hang up. I mean, I got into the car, all I heard was the last 30 seconds and I heard cousin and the next thing I heard was banjo music and rainwater dropping in the back. I know they got brown teeth and they drink from a well. Please.
Oh, God. Oh.
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right.
Shaggy's laughter says it all.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you for your vote. So here you go. Brown teeth and they drink from a well. Come on,
you know,
now.
You know, a lot of people on social media are saying they're hashtagging red flag. Like,
okay.
Saying like.
Yes, yes.
And there's one that we didn't even think about before we get to voting.
And what's that?
And I know texting too, right? Is he says his favorite or the sex life would be Predator, right?
Yeah.
The beginning of the story, or the beginning of that, when you asked him what was one
interesting thing about yourself.
Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, he said he got his, did he get his arm stuck in an arcade claw machine?
Yeah.
And you know, like, you're 0-2 from the jump, like Predator, and you're hanging out in an arcade.
Yeah, that's kind of what I want to know. Like, I understand if you were like 7 and you got stuck in an arcade machine, but he said it happened last year.
As
we
should
have known right then.
Like, aren't you like 28 years old or something? Like, what are you doing trying to get stuff out of arcade machines at 28? Unless, it, I don't know. Anyways, do you want to read text or do we want to go right to the results?
Either or. I mean, the text lines pointed out the same thing.
Yep. Okay.
Predator, Men in Black.
Yeah. That was kind of odd, too. Men in Black.
These two weirdos. Someone said these two weirdos belong together.
All right, well, let's see if that's how you voted then.
Is it a good connection?
Or is somebody about to be left hanging?
The results are in.
All right, Ashley has been carefully adding up all the results, tabulating your text messages. And I am happy to say we have our results.
Yes,
and
we do.
They are.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
78% of y'all said. Hook up!
Oh my gosh!
Yes!
No way!
Yes!
No way!
Yes!
Oh my God!
It's love!
And we do have a text of the day.
Okay, what is it?
So we've had unicorns, dating cousins, predators, and Men in Black, and it's not even Halloween yet.
Oh, wow. That is the text of the day.
I will say this. The main thing people are saying with the hookup is... We want to see what happens next.
We want to hear part two.
Well, I think Greed was the one who said, give them their own reality show, right?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.